AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden has signed an executive order that calls for an increase in gas mileage and a reduction of tailpipe emissions by the time the 2026 vehicles roll off the assembly line.
I'm following through on the campaign commitment to reverse the previous administration's short-sighted rollback of vehicle emissions and efficiency standards. I'm doing so and with the support of the auto industry.
The president says the automakers have also pledged to increase electric car sales by 2030.
We have announcements today from automakers representing nearly the entire auto industry market who have positioned around the ambition of 40% to 50% of all vehicles sold by 2030 in America being electric. It's a big deal.
The standards, which still have to go through the regulatory process, including public comment, would reverse fuel economy and anti-pollution rollbacks done under President Donald Trump. There's been a more than 40% jump in coronavirus cases over the past 7 days, and the Delta variant surge reported in more than 80% of the nation's counties. White House coronavirus coordinator Jeff Zients reports two states stand out in the count.
Over the past 7 days, Florida and Texas have accounted for about one-third of new cases and more than one-third of new hospitalizations nationwide.
The Justice Department has started a widespread investigation of the Phoenix Police Department. Chief Jerry Williams.
Public trust is essential for effective policing, and accountability is a big component of that trust.
The investigation will look at whether officers had been using excessive force and abusing people who are homeless. This is the third such policing and civil rights investigation of a law enforcement agency by the Biden Justice Department. An update for Wall Street, the Dow gaining 190 points, 0.5%. The NASDAQ also up 0.5%, a 77-point rise. This is AP News. The Senate is closing in on decision time as the senators wrap up work on the nearly $1 trillion infrastructure bill. Talks underway to expedite consideration of the proposal, with votes expected in the days ahead. A much-anticipated analysis of the bill from the Congressional Budget Office concludes the legislation would increase the national debt by about $256 billion over the next 10 years. Senators had wanted that information before voting on the package, which could start soon. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says Governor Andrew Cuomo has to resign, but he doesn't know if he will.
If he was not such a narcissist and he actually could think about other human beings, he would say, hey, you know what? I'm doing a lot of damage at this point. It's time to go.
Cuomo is facing possible impeachment by the state assembly and is the focus of a number of criminal investigations after the release of an investigation of sexual harassment allegations made against him by 11 different women. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.